definitely pull the names of the hat first.
Okay.
This is for the Beyond Ocean and Main Anchor Inc. Let me just make sure they're all folded up here. For those that are listening, last time we shot an episode of Beyond Ocean and Main, we pulled who was going to do the stand-ups out of a bag. All five members of the MCTV staff, their names are put back in here. So it could be Jen and Kayla again, which could be hilarious if they had to do it again. And Sean, I'm going to have you pull the names out of the hat.
Okay.
All right. So first name is...
They're all stuck together because they're sticky notes.
Yeah, they are. This is on the fly.
That's fine. It's me.
Yeah, you get to do it.
Pull my own name.
You get to be news anchor, and now you get to be Ocean of Maine. And
great.
You're going to be doing the stand-up with... Ocean of Maine stand-up with...
Kayla.
I'm sure she's going to be sorry. Let me tell her this right after, immediately after the podcast. So, this is the official Sean Leary podcast.
Yep.
So, anything that you want to talk about is currently on the table. But, you know, of course, I come up with a few questions here and there. So, you've been with us for almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe you've been here 2 years?
It went by really quick.
Yeah, I feel like I hired you yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots changed in that time. You know, you started as a part-time government guy, and now you're full-time
programming guy.
Programming, government guy, news anchor.
Yep.
All that stuff. So, start off just talking about who are you? Who is Sean? I think we know Sean, but we don't know Sean.
That's
like your background.
That's a hard question to answer. Well, if you go with my background, grew up in Stoughton, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. My dad was an electrician and my mom was a teacher's aide. Pretty humble upbringing. It's pretty nice. Just a younger sister, 4 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I was really into extreme sports, so I liked skateboarding, riding bikes, and exploring the woods and climbing trees, all that fun stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I've always been into the solo kind of activity things. So like I said, skateboarding, and I loved video games and just kind of being able to go into my own little creative world.
You're a closet loner.
I am.
Like me. I know that feeling.
It's nice though.
It is.
It's not much stuff. Sometimes it feels like the best thing is to just kind of like do your own little thing and just kind of isolate yourself from the world.
So where'd you go to school?
I went to high school, Stoughton High School. Mm-hmm. And then college, I went to Westfield State.
Right. Major in communications or whatever?
Major in communications with a concentration in media arts. And that kind of explored television production, public relations, some journalism.
Right.
It's kind of a broad major.
I'm always curious, what got you into this field? I'm always curious about people. Sometimes like a defining moment or something that got them into this really weird field of television.
So when I was in high school, we had a class, video production, that I was always interested in. I was always kind of interested in just being able to be like silly on camera and stuff like that, and that class enabled that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Bice, Mr. Boucher, who he came in and toured the studio months ago. It was his class that made me really, really like being in video production.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was just like, how do I get to this? And that I just end up going to Westfield for that, and here I am now. I don't know. It's not a very exciting story, but I just had a lot of fun in that
class. It's always interesting how, like, what got people into TV.
Yeah.
So now, were you and CJ the same year?
Yes, we I've known CJ since we were like 4 or 5 years old.
Okay, so just to backtrack for those that are listening, CJ was our previous programming guy who's now at Stoughton full time,
mm-hmm.
who recommended you.
Yep. we grew up together. We played like Little League and stuff together. And then didn't hang out with like the same people, but we were always kind of, you know, we knew each other and all that through high school, and didn't really start hanging out until like after we'd like already graduated and were working here pretty much.
Yeah, knowing the two of you, I could see like you guys like somewhat being friends. I could totally see that. Like, mm-hmm. you're, like very, you're not the same, but you have some similarities. So. But
we're into a lot of the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Which was funny because the whole hiring process for you was really strange. the last two times we've hired people has been really bizarre. But like we were looking for someone and it was just like it was a miserable experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had some really unique people come through these doors looking for the government job.
I never actually asked you about that.
Oh yeah, this is great. So like I think it's also we posted in a bad time of year. Like yeah. We posted in like December. So it was like we did some interviews and it was not going well. Like, and so I told Leslie and CJ, I was like, if you know anyone's interested, let me know. And CJ's like, I got this guy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, I trust you, you know, whatever, we got in touch. And then like I did one interview, it's like, all right, this is my guy. No need to do a second interview with you. Like everyone else, I've always done second interviews. So I was like, this guy's my guy. He's normal. CJ recommends him.
Yeah.
And then you went from there.
What gave you that impression? Like, why were you like, this is the guy?
You weren't that weird. You actually, well, the one I trusted CJ, we loved CJ here.
Yeah.
So it was like, he's great. I trust CJ. Your resume was legit.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, then I met you, like, okay, this dude's, because we had some strange people. Like,
did you?
Like, there was some, yeah, like, you know, I won't go into the full story, but there was this one guy that was just, like, you ever talk to someone and just, like, they're just so crazy that you almost want to start laughing hysterically?
Yeah.
There was this guy. Actually, I saw him at a conference recently.
Oh, really?
I was like,
so got a job somewhere else.
Yeah, he did. So what was your experience? So you came here doing government.
Yep.
What was your experience with, any idea what government was like before? Like, do you have like any concept of like how like a local government works before you came here?
Just very generally. Like I knew what a zoning board was. I knew what the selectmen were. Stoughton has a somewhat similar setup. But before this, I didn't really understand how everything kind of came together. Yeah, I saw a little bit of it in Stoughton, but no, not to the extent that I understand it now.
Right. What was your, you know, the first few months here, you were here was, you know, that's when budget season, town meeting season, like, starts rolling. What was your take? You know, it's a very interesting time as everything starting to roll for the next, you know, quote-unquote fiscal year.
It was definitely interesting to see how long, like, some of these processes take, mm-hmm. like, or in, like, how seemingly unprepared a lot of it was, because you'd have people up there like talking about this article, like we need this sum of money, like literally, like not even like the actual amount of money is shown,
right.
And people are expected to like vote on all this stuff, but that's since mostly changed,
right?
We'll
talk a little bit more government in a second.
Yeah.
So then you're here for like I think about 6 months. CJ leaves and you become full time also handling programming.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about taking on the programming aspects.
It was interesting kind of getting into a rhythm with that because there's a lot of different file management things that I have to do and a lot of passwords and logins that I have to know.
Right.
I've come to find it almost kind of therapeutic to just be able to sit down and just like do, I don't want to say it's monotonous, but it's kind of like
brainless.
Brainless, yeah, kind of.
So
which I like.
You're doing the schedule for four channels.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the schedule for the public, government, education,
yep.
streaming channel. You're handling the Vimeos,
mm-hmm.
Roku, the on-demand stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something? I'm trying to think. Am I missing something? And you know, digital signage.
Yep.
So it's a lot of different tasks that are pretty interesting.
Yeah, they all kind of operate a little differently, even though most of them are through one company.
Right.
All their interfaces don't really add up to one another, but somehow they all work together really well.
Do you think having both those responsibilities kind of helps the other one in general, like knowing like meetings and understanding scheduling and scheduling and doing meetings?
Absolutely, because like knowing what happened at like a certain meeting will help me know when like the most people when it's gonna have the most impact for people to watch, or I'll know like say an advisory board meeting or versus like a zoning board meeting at like 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, like you know which one is more important for people to see right now at that time. That's been pretty helpful, but it's also kind of helped me with the just understanding the town at large. I like being out and about as much as I like kind of just being behind the desk.
Right.
It's really interesting because you get to see a lot of the characters in town, and you get to really like know the community.
Right.
And even though it's only been like 2 years,
what's your take on the community? As someone that's from outside, that's you're really embedded in the community because you're doing government meetings, you're doing programming, you're involved in a lot of other projects, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your take on Marshfield?
I think there's the way the town's run. I think it's run by people who just about all of them have really good intentions for the town, and I think mm-hmm. a lot of them just kind of disagree, and that kind of slows the process down, which, you know, that's kind of the way democracy works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a lot of really good people that really love this town and like love the feel of this town, but I feel like a lot of some of the things that really bog it down are personal gripes with one another. I think just the some people can't separate the personalities from the
as we've talked about. You've been the ongoing cameraman for Charter Review.
I have.
And it's one of the things that we've talked that Charter's talked about is you have to separate the personalities from what's in the charter.
Mm-hmm.
For those that are listening, what's a normal day for Sean? Like, you know, what's
so
I know what you do, but what do you do?
a normal day. Well, I come in and the first thing I do is I check to make sure I have everything that's been recorded, mm-hmm. archived, and safely stored away so I can delete the main files or put them where they need to be if not deleted. And then I kind of move on to this program called Connect, where people from around the Commonwealth can mm-hmm. distribute other content. And I look to see if there's anything of interest for us, and I'll download shows that we... shows that we know we run, things like that, and then I'll distribute our content onto it as well. And then I'll look and update the streaming channel. I usually do that a day or two in advance just to have like the most up-to-date content with that. And then from there, I kind of just, whatever needs to be done from there. Like mm-hmm. that could be, I have a government meeting to film, I have an event around town that I need to film, coordinating with interns to make sure everything's covered, doing graphics for sports.
Right.
I do a lot of random thing, not random, but a lot of different things, which I really like.
You do more than program and government.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of the nice part.
Yeah,
absolutely. A large skill set. I mean, that's your title, but.
Yeah, it's.
You're doing a little bit of everything. You're kind of like our main link to town hall and government in regards mm-hmm. to a lot of things. An individual or board and committee that you've enjoyed working with?
I really like working with the, there's two board. One, I really like the Charter Review Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's very professional and
You're just saying this because I'm on the Charter Review Committee.
Not entirely, but maybe. No. Yeah. The Zoning Board. I really like the people on the Zoning Board. Brian Murphy's a really funny guy.
Oh, he's awesome.
He takes a zoning and getting your property and making everything all ducks in a line is kind of a really boring process, and he kind of livens up the meetings before or after. He's a funny personality who also knows what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure.
But I like the zoning board. They're good. They're all pretty good people. And then the planning board. I like Greg Guimond's a really friendly guy, and he's easy to work with.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that. He's great, and the previous planner was fantastic as well. Like, very great, easy people to work with. What's your favorite thing that you've done here? I mean, you've done a lot of programming, you've done government stuff, you've worked on projects, you've done some live sports, you've done the news. What's in the almost 2 years you've been here? What's your the best thing you've done, or your favorite thing that you've worked on?
The live work play video.
Yeah,
I feel like that gave me an opportunity to kind of show some of the more creative aspects of video production that I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked going out and flying the drone and getting all the scenic shots and then going out with like a 5D and just getting mm-hmm. like the kind of like trying to capture the beauty of the town.
Mm-hmm.
I've always really liked being behind a camera and
that,
you know, that was a great opportunity for it.
How do you like doing news and being an anchor?
I don't mind. I'd rather not be the person to do it, but I have no problem standing in front of a camera and, you know, being the talent on camera. It's not my preferred place, but I certainly don't mind, and it's fun when you're doing it.
Tell us about your thing about Ultimate Frisbee. Tell us how you got into it, because you filmed a lot of Ultimate Frisbee like a year or two ago. I want to know the story about how you got into it, this and all that.
How I got into like playing it and all that,
It's something I know. It's something you're interested in.
Yeah, it's my friend. When I was a freshman in college, I had a roommate who is like, he's like his spirit animal, for a lack of better terms, is a dog. He just loves to just run around and like play and have a good time. He's always like friendly with everybody, and he was really into Ultimate Frisbee. And my sophomore year of college, he finally convinced me to play, come check it out. And it was a pretty casual environment. But what really made me like it is like the Frisbee itself. Because, you know, with the ball, you throw it and you're aiming at like this one specific spot, and it just gravity takes it right to where it needs to be. But a Frisbee, you can throw it like eight different ways to get it to one location. You can let it float around and... but what, on top of that, you know, that's a sport where I feel like it's really misunderstood, because people kind of, it started with a bunch of hippies like in the park throwing basically plates around. But it kind of turned into this sport where you've got the end objective of football, you know, get a touchdown, with the running around of soccer. And the footwork of basketball, because once you catch the disc, you have to stop and you have to throw it to the next person to progress the disc.
So you can't move.
You can't move with the disc. So once you catch it, you have to stop as quickly as you can and then get it off to somebody else. And so everybody has to play quarterback and receiver. And so, you know, you just run, and there's no live subs until someone scores. So, but... it's really fun. It's fast paced. And then the way you compete at that is you basically get like 20 teams in a weekend and everybody just plays like 10 hour and a half long games.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. And then so how I came to be recording them, the games, was the captains of my college team ended up going out for a bigger club team. And they wanted me to record, and it was a lot of fun, but you have to stand out in the sun for like 10 hours in a day to record for them, which was fun and not fun at the same time. But I'm kind of rambling.
No, go for
any other questions?
No, I do. you were involved in high school and that. Were you involved with SMAC at all?
Not in high school, but in college when I was kind of realizing the importance of getting experience with internships, I had reached out to them. And at the time, I still wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but we have a community media access station, you know, that's in the general area that I wanted to be in, so it just seemed natural. And coincidentally, CJ was also an intern there at the same time, and the rest is kind of history there. But I interned for them for probably a couple months. I filmed a couple of government meetings. I filmed a couple sports, helped them out with some of their members' productions. It translated perfectly into this job much later, but
hopefully they just don't steal you like they stole CJ.
No.
That's what I remember having a conversation. I think it was Mike, and he was like, you're just borrowing him. I was like, great, thanks. And sure enough, we were. So what is it about community media that you like? You know, you've interned at one place, you've worked at another place. Like, what is it about community media that you like? Because it's TV production, but it's not cut off for everyone that's in TV production.
I feel like I have a lot of freedom in community media. Mm-hmm. There's not like this large, like concrete chain of command where you do this job and you can't do anything with this. Mm-hmm. Whereas in community media, everybody's kind of got to be a flexible person to be able to do all different types of facets of things. And I think that's what I like the most about community media. because of that, you can just do so many different things.
What about this place? What do you like about being here at MCTV?
If
there's nothing, it's all right. It's not going to go against you because I'm your boss.
The amount of things that I'm allowed to do, like, and I'm given, like, the breathing space to be able to do it right. You kind of, you know, you give me a task, and regardless of what it is, I can be trusted to just get it done.
Right. What's something that you want to do that you haven't done yet here?
I would like to have, I would like to do, like a TV show, like, a more creative TV show, as opposed to like the government stuff that I do or the news, where I'm just sitting in front of a TV, in front of a camera and rattling off the news or talking to somebody about a government process.
What type of creative TV show, any idea?
I'm not totally sure yet. That's like the hard part, but.
So how old are you?
I'm 24. I'll be 25 in January.
God almighty, I'm so old. what are you doing, or where are you 5 years from now? When you're like 29, about to be 30.
That's a really hard
question. Which for me was light years ago. I know it's a really difficult question because I couldn't tell you that when I was 24.
Yeah. I mean, the main goal is to have a nice, steady job where I don't... This is really a really hard question to answer.
That's why we're here. I grill people.
Real people. I definitely want to be working in media. Whether or not I'm here, I'm not sure. Yeah.
We've talked about that.
Yeah, and... obviously, I wouldn't mind being here, but not in the capacity that I am as
absolutely
as the programming guy. I definitely want to
be an executive director somewhere.
Either that or something else I would consider doing is being a cameraman.
Yeah.
Or a drone pilot. I really like the drone stuff, and I don't think drones are going anywhere.
No, definitely not. Where do you see the station going? I was curious.
I see the way I would like the station to go would be to be the boon for for the communities, like media. Like, we have the local news. If you need to know any information about how your town government works,
right?
I want MCTV to be that. You know, if you have, if you want to learn how to shoot things with cameras and learn how to production stuff, you know, MCTV, you could come here and we'll show you how to do that. I don't think we can do all that in where we're at now, but I think being that resource to the community on like video literacy,
being like a community media hub, being like a local media hub,
exactly, like a place where people can kind of come together to create their own productions, like people can meet one another to make productions, which is one thing I'm glad we're doing, like our member socials and stuff like that. Try to get our members to collaborate with one another.
All right. Here's a question based off of that. It can be whoever. Who's the most interesting person you've met or encountered in your time in Marshfield? It might not have to be a politician. It could be a member. It could be who's someone that, I mean, because Marshfield's full of really intriguing people. Who's the most intriguing person you've met here?
Intriguing.
Or come in contact with.
Probably Jensen. He intrigues me. He's he gives off this like these good vibes of like wanting to always like help people like improve themselves, and just like that he just gives me that energy of just like wanting to constantly be improving, and I really like that.
That was the last thing I was expecting was Jensen. So that's why I'm laughing, because you totally just threw me for a complete curveball there.
Good.
But that's that was good. I have one more question. But is there anything else that you want to get off your chest or whatever before we wrap this up?
Off my chest.
Anything you want to say? Because I got one last question. So
let's hear the question
first.
All right.
So we're both hockey fans. Bruins. What do you think?
What the heck was Tuukka Rask doing the other night? He just came 40 feet out of the net.
Last night?
Yeah,
last night. So we're recording this to Tuesday after Columbus Day. after Tuukka coughed up a couple hairballs on a 4-0 defeat to Colorado.
Yeah, and he just came like 40 feet out of net to like.
And Colorado's horrible. That's the thing. They're like they're intentionally the worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm. It's like Tuukka Rask forgot he's not a defenseman and doesn't need a back check. Like he just came all the way out to the boards with the guy, and he just the guy just shoots right past him for the third goal of the game.
It was really embarrassing. losing 4-0 to Colorado too. They're a bad team.
I think they're a team that's going to be able to compete. They're definitely not like top five teams in the NHL, but right. I think they're.
Do they make the playoffs?
I think they're going to be one of the bottom five teams that makes the playoffs. Maybe bottom three. I think they come in on the wild card. I think.
I think it's you almost have a redux of last year mm-hmm. where they get in on like literally, like the last day and.
Because they have a lot of like, young talent that.
Yeah.
I feel like doesn't. Know how to compete on like a long-term scale, like an 82-game season. Because a lot of them just came out of college where it's like 31
McAvoy
games.
Play who his first professional action, like NHL action, was the playoffs.
Who
Charlie McAvoy?
Oh yeah,
I mean yeah, great playoffs, but that was the first time you got NHL action.
And I wouldn't. Some people are hyped about that. I wouldn't be because, I mean, Torrey Krug came out. In what 2013 or something like that, and scored like 4 goals against Henrik Lundqvist in the playoffs.
Yeah,
and then kind of cooled off to like be like a regular player.
He became like your like a third defenseman.
Yeah, basically. Everybody hyped him up like he's the second coming of Bobby Orr, and that happened. I can see that happening again here, and I think people kind of just got to relax and
so make the playoffs. Probably go in the first round.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I wanted to get.
All right.
All right, so we got a game to do. Thanks for doing this, Sean.
Yep. All right. Cool.